International Women's Day is Friday. I know we mentioned it. We're going to celebrate it a little bit every day, all week. Okay, guys?
Okay.
Next up, I want to talk about working women, working moms specifically. The reason I can speak to that is that I've always been one.
Yes, you have.
Been working since before we had kids, all through the time we had kids, and now that they're not even in the house, still very much enjoy a career. And there is no wrong way to do it for women. If you, you know, want to go home for a little while and be home when your kids are little and it's, you know, that's crazy town, that works for you. If you decide you want to work and, you know, maintain a career, or you have to even maybe, that's not wrong either.
That's what my mom did. My mom quit work when my brother and I were young.
Little.
And when we got to the age where we were self-sufficient,
right,
21, 22, she went back to work.
Right. A lot of women do. And I just wanted to bring it up because it was funny, because something that happened to me that I did to myself when our girls were very little, Murphy, and it wasn't until years later that I realized what I was doing. So after they were born and we were still doing this together, what we do, Murphy, Sam, and Jody, man, life really got busy. Mm-hmm. I was choosing it, but it was not easy. I made sacrifices, you know, sacrificed sleep mostly when they were little, because we start early here and all of that. But do you remember that when they were little, I also was taking on all this stuff. I became the president of a professional women's organization. You remember that?
Yes, I do.
And just doing all this other stuff, too, on top of my career and being their mother and doing all of that.
I still don't know how you did it all, but you
did. I don't know either, but just one day at a time, really. And maybe I didn't do it all. There were times when the house wasn't clean. And there were times when you've always been a real partner or true partner.
Yeah.
But I realized years later what I was actually doing was I was so trying to hold on to my professional identity that I overcompensated a little bit. I was a member of that organization. I didn't have to accept the nomination for president.
Gotcha.
Yeah. And what I did was put a lot more on my own plate, but I know that it was me sort of fighting for my own identity as not, you know, only a mother, but as a professional.
Yeah.
You know, and it was just like, it all goes back to self-awareness again. It's like, I'm glad I did it. I learned a lot, but it was too much at the time.
And it's good that you figured that part out and balanced it out.
Yes, know? It is quite a feat for a working mother. Every single day, it's so much more. Mm. There's so much more going on in her mind and life than you can even see.
Yeah.
Coming up with Murphy, Sam, and Jody.
Jody has three things to know today at 6:50.
Coming up next, 877-310-4MSJ. Going to hear from you. Jump in, join us anytime, 877-310-4MSJ.
Never miss a call. Murphy, Sam, and Jody, 24-hour voicemail.
We love listening to your show. I do, on the way to school. And I just wanted to say that I do work full-time, and I've done both. I've had the blessing to stay home with my kids when they were little, because I have returned to work when they went to school. They are much more independent, so that has taught them that it is okay to wash clothes. It is okay to clean out the dishwasher. And I believe they're much more responsible because I am working. And but I just wanted to put my two cents in. Hope y'all have a great day, and thanks for sharing your morning with me. Bye.
Thank you for the voicemail.
Yeah.
That's what you were talking about
so
just a minute ago. International Women's Week.
And just celebrating, you know, working moms, and that there's no wrong way to do it, because a working mom who is at home running all of that and working all of that, that is a legit hard thing. And it's also a legit hard thing when you're a working mother trying to also hold on to your career. I always say, actually, that a working mother in a workplace, in a career, will get more done for you in a day than almost anybody else, because, you know, they're super organized, managing a lot of things, and the little project you're bringing is not going to shake her down like that 2-year-old at home.
Let's check another voicemail.
I think being a stay-at-home mom is one of the most important things you can do, but I also think being a working mom is one of the most important things you do to instill in your children, especially your daughters, that you don't need to depend on a man. But when you are with that man, that you're with him because you want to be with him, not because you have to be with him.
Correct.
Thanks. I love you guys. I listen to you every single day. Bye. Oh,
that's such a beautiful thing to say.
Yeah.
I've always said this to Taylor and Phoebe. It's like, we don't, you know, push education on you because we want you to have some sort of degree and that money is all important, but it's that you need to be able to take care of yourself.
Yeah, that sense of independence has been important to both you and I to make sure the girls have
that. You need to be able to take care of yourself if you have to. Keep it coming. We like hearing from you anytime.
Coming up next,
Jody has your Hollywood Outsider.
Trending now, Jody's Hollywood Outsider.
Powered by Avatar, The Last Airbender.
The 96th Annual Academy Awards are coming up this Sunday night, guys. And you know about the swag bags. If you don't know, every nominee, not just winners, but every nominee gets a full-on swag bag. We've heard about this for years. Here's what's in it this time. Skincare and wellness products. Check, please.
Okay.
Gourmet popcorn, and they do mean really gourmet. Designer throw pillows, and all exclusive stay at a Swiss chalet for up to 10 guests. 7-day holistic wellness retreats. Vegan chocolate. A red light sleep therapy device. Okay. A travel duffel. Shall I go on?
Wow.
They do say that it's worth nearly $250,000. Everything in the bag.
Oh. How do they stick that under their chair until the time to leave?
I mean, I'm sure there's someone outside holding it for them or something. There's
a
special check room. I will say this. Yes, it's hoity-toity, and it's not realistic for most people.
Yeah.
But I will say it is a wonderful idea. If you're holding an event and you have special guests coming, it's a wonderful way to make them feel special.
Yeah, I was a judge at a cook-off one time, and I got a special gift. A gift.
Well, yeah.
It was 4 little bottles of olive oil.
Oh, nice.
It wasn't worth $250,000.
No, it wasn't.
Coming up next, Sam is the food dude.
Got to tell you about a new molten lava cake. It could be the best ever invented.
Sam's always up on the new eats. He's the food dude.
Brought to you by Chick-fil-A.
Boy, do I have something delicious here.
Okay.
Reese's Lava Cake Mix.
What?
Really? Okay.
Yes.
No joke.
And if you're not familiar with lava cake, let us refresh you from our favorite movie, The Chef.
You take a frozen cylinder of ganache and you set it in the ramekin so that as the outside cooks fully, the inside becomes molten.
Uh-huh. Okay.
It's molten. And the movie's called Chef,
Not The Chef. Right. Yeah,
just for anybody who wants to see it, it's a great movie. A
couple weeks ago, I told you about the Oreo lava cake.
Yes.
I found it at the store and I tried it.
And?
It works. It's amazing. They give you the little, it's only 4 in a box. They give you the little tins to pour the stuff in.
Yeah.
To make you feel fancy.
Make it molten in the side.
And it works. Inside. I ate it. And if you eat it when it's warm, oh my goodness.
That's the only way to eat cake, correct?
Yeah.
Warm or room temp.
This one I have to find because it's peanut butter and chocolate inside.
Goodness. Thank you,
molten
Sam, for that.
Molten peanut butter?
Yeah. Yes.
Okay.
Yeah. Yeah. Here's some more stuff that's like, what? I never thought of this. Old El Paso, Southwest-style cornbread mix.
Oh.
And cinnamon churro cornbread mix.
Oh.
Oh, there you go.
Ella, whether you want it spicy or sweet, I got to try this churro thing.
I love cornbread like that. I love spicy, flavorful cornbread.
Yeah.
So crazy good.
I got two worlds colliding here, Jolly Ranchers and marshmallows.
Mm.
Stuffed, puffed, Jolly Rancher flavored marshmallows.
Nice. Mm. You make some Easter s'mores with those.
Yeah, and they're blue, too.
Yeah.
That's really cool.
Cute.
Hey, check this out at Target. This is the whipped cut topping for your hot chocolate.
Yeah.
There's this flavor, lemon lavender.
Lavender lemonade. Mm-hmm. Oh, that's a delicious.
Wait, lavender lemonade on top of hot chocolate?
What? On top of whatever you want.
Whatever.
You can put that on top of a pie. Yeah. You can put that on top of cold coffee.
Okay.
On top of strawberry.
Lavender is a flavor, not just an essential oil.
It doesn't work for me in the flavor department. I love the smell of it, but I cannot. Yeah, lavender tea, I can't do
that. I had a lavender martini once that was sensational. And I do mean sensational.
I don't know that I've ever had lavender in my mouth before.
Maybe you should try the whipped topping.
Taco Bell's new Cantina chicken menu, it is coming at the end of this month. We now have it's going to be here. And this is a different way that they're going to make chicken. Oven roasted, shredded, packed with tons of Mexican spices and peppers.
Nice. Okay.
So look for that to hit the later this month.
Thank you, food dude. Coming up next, 3 things to know today.
3 things to know today.
Brought to you by Boot Barn.
Number 1, it is Super Tuesday. So 15 states will hold Republican nominating contests today while Democrats hold primaries and caucuses in 15 states and one territory. It's all part of the big process for former President Donald Trump and for President Joe Biden. Neither will get enough to claim the nomination today.
Yeah.
But it's just all part of the process, the second biggest voting day of the year. Number two, while Texas A&M Forest Service is investigating this largest fire in the history of Texas, the Smokehouse Creek wildfire, where over 1 million acres have been burned already. I mean, they're still trying to contain this thing. There is already one lawsuit coming from a woman. Wow. She's suing Southwestern Public Service Company. She's saying, hey, there was a faulty utility pole that started this whole blaze.
Oh.
But Texas A&M Forest Service is investigating, and they have not determined a cause for that fire. So when you see that headline, just know still a very big investigation underway while they're still trying to contain it. And number three, this is some fun, interesting Taylor Swift news. According to the genealogy company Ancestry, she is distantly related to poet Emily Dickinson. Mm. They are sixth cousins, three times removed, apparently. Some fans think the Evermore album was inspired by Emily Dickinson.
Or the upcoming...
The new one.
Yeah.
The Tortured Poets Department. Mm-hmm. Correct.
You're in the know. Three things to know today.
Quick, guys, each of you, name a hobby.
That I have, or did anybody?
In general, what's a hobby?
Rockets, model rockets.
Painting. Model rockets.
There was pressure. I folded under
That's
the pressure.
That's what you came up with? Not that I'm laughing at anyone who does that, I'm sure.
Model rockets are fun.
Okay, I'm sorry.
You can actually shoot them.
Enjoyed the way that you got panicky and threw that out. Yeah. And you said painting, Murphy.
Yeah, painting.
I love that.
Fishing.
Now, you don't
sailing,
paint or fish.
I don't do any of those.
Okay.
Right, I know. I know what
I
they are,
I just wanted
though.
To talk about hobbies because...
Just for clarification, I don't do model rockets.
Really? But you sound like you want to.
I'd love to.
Then start.
What
are you waiting for?
As a child, I used to paint them and shoot them.
Fine. If you still would like to still do them, what are you waiting for? Instead of one day, day one. Ever heard that? Today's day one.
No.
Do it.
My daddy... listen to me. My dad was...
Tell me about daddy.
My daddy was into... My dad was into miniature dune buggies. Those
that's cute.
Like the little model engines, kind of like the model airplane engines, but he was into the dune buggy. And I was kind of like the smell of the way that actually we'd
crank those things up. Control?
Yeah. Cool. Yeah. It was fun. Yeah.
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 A hobby is a very personal thing. And I bring it up because I love everything that you brought to the table, guys. Mm-hmm. I'm not judging anybody's hobby.
Sure,
you name
one.
Painting. Thrifting. I love to go thrifting. That costs money, but a lot of hobbies do. Wouldn't you say that's a hobby of mine?
Mm-hmm.
Okay, Murph.
Yeah, because there's a challenge involved in that. It's not
skill,
just shopping.
A reward.
It's like a treasure
there's
hunt.
There's a slogan. It's not just shopping. It's thrifting.
I bring it up because this is sad to me, although I can see how many, many feel this is a real thing. And I'd love to know what you think. A quarter of us believe in our time that scrolling social media every day is an actual hobby. And I'm like, that's...
No.
Because it doesn't seem healthy.
No.
But people are saying it's free. I enjoy doing it. It takes my mind off of work.
Kills and time, so people, but it's not a hobby.
People escape into it. Right. I don't think so. I think baking is a hobby and, you know, whatever.
I guess it depends. You know, if you're into... If your specialty of things, an area that you're interested in, is a hobby, then searching for it and scrolling.
Yeah.
If you have a Facebook group, for example, that you're a part of, you know what I mean? That would be an interest.
Like the rocket model.
But that's not what you're saying.
No, they're saying that just scrolling social media, they count as a hobby.
No, that's a waste of time.
Coming up with Murphy, Sam, and Jody.
Jody has your Hollywood Outsider.
Coming up next, though, Murphy embarrasses himself in front of our favorite neighbor.
Boy, did I.
Sam, I want to tell you a story of something that happened at the house yesterday evening, last evening, that you saw, you sort of were a part of, and you're going to want to know about it.
Sam was a part of something at our house?
Sort of. So, Murphy, when he gets home, he gets comfortable right away.
Yeah.
House pants, if you will, whatever shirt he's wearing. I bought him some Adidas slides, and he wears them, you know, and they're cute.
They're
but comfy. They're
comfortable. I like them.
Mm-hmm. And it's just comfort is on. He was waiting for something in the mailbox, and I hit the door. I'm like, hey, did you check the mail? Because I was waiting for something. He said, no, I'm going to do it. So he goes outside and walks to the mailbox wearing what he's wearing. And by the way, the T-shirt that he was wearing is the one that you gave him for Christmas that says, I don't feel tardy.
I like that shirt. It's really comfortable.
So he had his house pants on, I don't feel tardy t-shirt on with glasses hanging. Yeah. The slides with socks.
So he was a fashion statement.
I think like also a flannel pullover. Yeah. Hair a little Harry Potter, disheveled, whatever. It's fine. Long end of the day.
Hey, you're at home.
He walks outside to the mailbox and I'm walking through the house. I look out the window and I see that he's speaking to someone. And I'm like, oh, our good looking single neighbor. Gorgeous single lady.
She has a boyfriend. You know that?
I know, but.
She's taken.
And so are you. And you might be too. But anyway, it's just so funny because I'm just smirking to myself. It's like he is going to hate when he gets inside and realize what he looked like. He's going to hate it. And so I put my stuff down. We come back. I go back to the kitchen. You come back in. And the first thing, man, she was out there. And of course, look at me.
Well, you know, it's just one of those. I don't want to be out in public like that ever anyway, right? So I don't want anybody to see me. But it always seems like when this neighbor is outside, I'm always dressed like that. I'm always wearing some ridiculous tank top or some red and green pants or something.
And I'm sorry to tell you this, but when a woman sees a man, you are what you're wearing. It's part of the story. It's part of the story of who you are.
She's reinforcing this for me.
It just is.
Yeah, and the thing is, our neighbor is always so well put together, too.
You know, she is.
So I don't understand why I'm never dressed the way I dress here in the studio, you know, somewhat put together and all that kind of stuff.
Karma, Murphy's Law.
Murphy's Law.
Coming up next, Jody's Hollywood Outsider.
Trending now, Jody's Hollywood Outsider.
Brought to you by Avatar, The Last Airbender.
This week, Lindsay Lohan has done some media. She's making some rounds, and she answered a question. Hey, will there ever be a Freaky Friday sequel when you and Jamie Lee Curtis work together again?
Why am I in Anna's room?
That was
mine?
2003 when they made that movie, and it was
a
reboot.
That was
a
fun movie.
And it was a reboot then. Do you remember that I didn't see it, but the original Freaky Friday was Jodie Foster.
Yeah.
Anyway, so she said, is it in the question was, is that going to happen? Is it in the works? And Lindsay said, it is. I don't want to say too much, but she and Jamie Lee Curtis are excited about it. What?
That was a fun movie.
It's so cool, though, for me and if you're a fan of Lindsay. Mm-hmm. I mean, I just really always want to fight for her. Speaking of it, Mean Girls, the new one, gets its streaming premiere date.
We as women have to be able to support each other.
Get in, loser.
Welcome, Katie.
Mean Girls, the musical, you know,
musical movie.
In January, in the theater, it was number one for 3 weekends in a row, and it made $100 million, and Paramount was going to just release it, you know, on streaming first, and then they tested it, and audiences wanted it in theaters. So it is landing, though, on Paramount Plus today.
Oh!
You could go home and check it out today.
Coming up with Murphy, Sam, and Jody.
It's also time to check out some Facebook and Instagram messages today.
Also, jump in with us, 877-310-4MSJ.
Social Media Connect.
Love hearing from you the most. You can jump in so many ways, Facebook and Instagram. In those ways.
Mm-hmm. In fact, we have a message for you, Jody, from Tracy Facebook. Jody, I heard you say your grandfather's name was Herman.
One of my grandfathers.
That was my dad's name, too. Mm. Special name. You don't hear it a lot.
No, you don't.
Did your grandfather have a middle name?
Yes.
My daddy didn't. Always been interested to see what went with Herman.
Huh. Whoa, I'm always interested in people who don't have middle names or people who have two middle names. I find that fascinating.
The two middle names I totally get. The not having one is interesting simply because you're kind of expected to have a middle name, right?
Yeah. Right. And how are you supposed to know when your parents are upset with you when they're calling your name? It's a joke.
Yeah, I get it.
Okay, so my grandfather, Herman, I believe his middle name was Russell. And then my dad's name was Russell.
Oh,
so I did like his middle name an awful lot.
Okay.
So it was Herman Russell.
Huh.
And then Anyway, I think that's what it is. I'd have to go back into the family, you know, history to know for sure.
We could go to the gravesite today if you want. Yeah. I'm just saying.
I don't know if we need to take it that far. But okay, Murph.
See, it says it right there on the stone. Russell.
Yeah, you're right, Jody.
I could be wrong, though, so I'm going to look into it. Thank you for that, Tracy. We have this also from Stephanie. Hey, guys.
Hey.
First of all, I want to say I love you. Every day. Heard you guys talk about the True Detective series, all seasons, on HBO. Man, that number one season still haunts me.
So death created time. To grow the thing.
Matthew McConaughey and Woody Harrelson.
Yeah, haunt you because you can't understand half of what he's talking about.
Well, no, but that just that whole the whole mystery was hard to watch. But it was well done.
Dark.
Anyway, she says, I finally decided to check it out based on hearing you talk about it. I'm on season 3 and it's my favorite so far. Can't wait to get to season 4. Love you guys so much. Isn't that cool? So season 3, we never saw Murphy. It was
The Jodie Foster one?
No. Season 4 is the Jodie Foster one.
Oh, yeah. Okay.
Season 3 is Mahershala Ali.
Yeah. Oh, that's
season
right.
Season 2 we watched was Vince Vaughn and like Rachel McAdams. Yeah. So thank you for that, Stephanie. Thank you for letting us know. Murphy and I need to get on 4.
Yeah.
Up next, Jodie's 3 things to know today. Here's 3 things to know today.
Brought to you by Boot Barn.
Number 1, GM is recalling over 800,000 pickup trucks. And we do mean the new ones, the pretty ones that you see everywhere. Mm-hmm. From 2020 to 2024, we're talking Chevy Silverados and GMC Sierra trucks because of a tailgate issue, a latch problem where the tailgate just opens unexpectedly. Oh. And that might sound like a party if you're parked at the park but it's
stadium.
It's not safe. And so they're going to let you know by the 18th of this month what you need to do if you are driving one of those trucks.
All right.
Number 2, the first daily birth control pill will be available in this country without a prescription this month. It's called O-Pill. $19.99 for a 1 month supply and $49.99 for a 3 month supply. The manufacturer says it's 98% effective when taken as directed.
Huh.
Of course, it's a big piece of news because it's available without a prescription.
Right.
You can get it through Amazon, Walgreens, Target, and CVS. And number 3, a tearful, big, tough guy that we love, Philadelphia Eagles star Jason Kelce retired yesterday. He got through his speech thanking everybody. He played all 13 seasons with the Eagles. And, of course, sweet shout-out to his wife, Kylie.
It was like she glided through the opening, an aura around her. Then she started talking. And I thought, man, is this what love feels like?
You're in the know. 3 things to know today.
We all know how nice it is to go to like a restaurant and have a really good server. When you have someone that's wonderful and you hopefully tip them well.
It's part of the experience.
It is. It can make or break an experience for you, really. It does have a real effect.
Mm-hmm.
But what's interesting about our youngest Phoebe, being a server right now is that there is a flip side to that coin. And it's so nice for her. We got to visit with her the other day, Simon. We were just chatting about what's going on. And she was telling us she had a really good day at work. She says, I love it when I have a good day at work. We were busy, but I handled it all well. And I had some of my favorites. And I said, well, let's talk about some of your favorites. Well, she works at this restaurant and she has some of her favorite people that come in.
Yeah.
And she has a couple. She says there's an older couple and they tip her every time really well and they have good conversation, but he makes paper mache animals. Not paper mache. What do you call that?
Origami
out of dollar bills for her.
Oh, cool.
And that's not just the tip. Like, he adds money to the tip, but every time. And he'll be like, I gave you a pig last time, right? Would you like a rabbit this time or whatever? And so she has on her windowsill in her apartment all these little origami animals from this couple.
Isn't that crazy?
That's cool.
And she just loves them, not just because of the funny little gifts, but she is that kind of person. She will probably keep those forever.
Mm-hmm.
She won't.
I've always been impressed with people who have that talent.
Yeah.
Because I mean, I can't make a paper airplane. I don't do well at any of that.
He will sit there and make it in front of her too. Yeah. She's like, oh my gosh.
Yeah.
Isn't that funny?
Yeah. There are people, I remember, you know, friends in school that used to make that thing that you make the puzzle and it had the numbers and all
the
that.
Yeah. Four sided thing.
Yeah.
And that would get a color and a number.
Right.
That would get passed around at recess.
Yeah, but I couldn't make that. Couldn't do that. I mean,
that's okay.
Yeah.
When you're a kid, you let that bother you, but that does not matter.
Could you make a paper football?
No, I couldn't make a paper anything.
Aww.
I could make a wad of paper and put it in the trash can, but that's about it.
Anyway, she also said, you know, she said, and the French couple came in this week. And I'm like, oh, they're awesome. She goes, yeah, they're on Wednesdays. You know, it's just It's just so cute that you need to know that if you sometimes have the same server, they also have you.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
And there's a whole impression thing that you're leaving on them. That's a two-sided relationship.
It's a fun relationship,
and it's just
yeah.
something that, you know, you need to think about. If you have the same server,
yeah.
they have an impression of you as well. You know, careful how you behave. Not that you have to make origami.
That's cool, though.
Hey, you know what? Maybe I could get her to make him to make one for me through her. You know what I'm saying?
What do you want?
Hey, Phoebe, see if yeah. you can make, I don't know, like a dinosaur.
Ooh,
a
little, that's a tall order.
Coming up with Murphy, Sam, and Jody.
Jody has another Hollywood Outsider. And next, Sam has music news.
Yeah, the Eras Tour, Taylor's movies coming to Disney Plus sooner than expected.
Sam's got music news.
Brought to you by Sky Rizzy.
Hey, some good news from Taylor Swift. You
remember we were sitting yes.
The Eras movie that's coming to Disney Plus.
I finally do want to see it.
It's supposed to come on the 15th, but it's going to come the day before now. She dropped this on us. Don't ask me why. I don't know why.
Okay.
It's going to come the night of the 14th.
Got it.
And it's going to be the concert in its entirety, mm-hmm. which was never shown in the theaters.
Right.
So you get to see that. There's five extra songs. There's Cardigan and four acoustic songs.
Goodness.
So you're going to be sitting there for a while. Anyway.
Or but at home, you can pause as needed.
Well, yeah.
It's great.
You can pause. Oh, by the way, she did announce a fourth version of the Tortured Poets Department.
Okay.
Right.
This one will be called the Black Dog version. Nothing to do with Led Zeppelin.
I'm totally confused about all the versions. I guess you have to really be a true Swiftie to understand them all, because I don't.
The Manuscript, the Bolter, the Albatross, and the Black Dog.
So, she's just so prolific.
They all
she's
come
got
out
so much.
April the 19th. Hey, Keith Urban's got a brand new song out called Messed Up As Me.
Maybe looking through your camera roll, the tequila's starting to take a toll. I was hoping
but that's not why I bring him up. If you happen to be in the Nashville airport over the weekend and see concourse at the food court, Keith Urban jumped up on stage and he performed.
I want to love somebody.
Really?
That is
how much
so cool.
fun is that?
That is so cool.
Fun, huh?
He sounds so good.
Did a handful of songs. He had a drummer and a guitarist, and then they just went on their separate ways.
Get on a plane or go home.
That's right. And Bruce Springsteen's got a greatest hits album coming out.
I bet that's heavy.
Called The Best of Bruce Springsteen.
Yeah, that's a lot.
Mm-hmm. Coming out the same day as Taylor Swift's new album, April the 19th. It's got 31 songs on it.
And you probably know them all.
Yeah, it goes all the way back to the first album. With, you know, we got Born to Run, 10th Avenue Freeze Out, mm-hmm. Hungry Heart. We got Glory Days.
Of course.
Dancing in the Dark, Streets of Philadelphia, all the way up to his latest album from a couple years ago. So every greatest hits going to be on there April 19th. Now, when you remember last year, they canceled all their tours, the E Street Band, because of Bruce having a peptic ulcer problem.
Right.
Cured. They're back on the road this month.
Nice.
Coming up next,
Jody has your Hollywood Outsider.
Trending now, Jody's Hollywood Outsider.
Brought to you by Avatar, The Last Airbender.
Marvel is in an interesting spot lately with a couple of flops at the box office, like The Marvels and Madame Web. And then, you know, superhero movies in general sort of taking a hit from people in the industry, like Martin Scorsese. He's like, I don't like these kind of movies.
I mean, they had their run.
They've had their run, but that doesn't mean they're done. So one of their stars, Chris Evans, is kind of sticking up for them. And he's correct, saying, look, comic book movies in general, they don't get the credit they deserve because they're very hard to make. They're not easy to make. If they were, there'd be a lot more good ones.
Mm-hmm.
He says sometimes they've missed the mark, but mostly Marvel has given you a lot of good movies.
True.
His favorite work that he ever did with Marvel was the 2014 Captain America, The Winter Soldier.
They joined S.H.I.E.L.D. to protect people.
Captain, to build a better world, sometimes
I love that he recently said
down.
Never say never about that being Captain sense. America again one day.
Mm-hmm.
Thank you, Chris Evans. We like that. I've got some Jamie Foxx news as well regarding his health scare from last year.
The mystery.
Right.
It's been tough, man. I was sick, man. But now I got my legs under me, so you're going to see me out.
That's all he would say last year about it. But what he says this week is he's going to address it with everybody, but in his own way,
mm-hmm.
comedy. He's coming back to stand-up comedy, and he will tell everybody what happened to him. Earlier when I asked you guys to, quick, tell me a hobby, Sam really came in with a nice one. And you said model rockets.
Yeah.
And I want you to know, I know I laughed, but I'm not laughing at your interest. I'm laughing at the way you, mall rockets. And I'm thinking, that's what came.
It was like I've known you for more than
20 years. Pressure. And I've never heard you once say the words model rockets. So I think that this is a surprise, number one.
Did you do that when you were a kid?
Yeah.
Okay.
I had a couple of model rockets.
All right.
Okay, cool. So it was a hobby.
Yeah.
You sounded like you would still be interested in doing it.
Oh, yeah. They still make them. I've seen them at Hobby Lobby and other places.
That's cool.
The rockets, you put the little thing in there, you have the battery, and you...
I want to say, I have a reason for bringing it up. The whole story was that 25% of the population feels like social media, scrolling social media every day, qualifies as a hobby. I don't think that's healthy, but you know, to each his own. You know, if it's something that's an escape from your work,
right? That's what I was going to say. It's how you define it, and if it's defined as an escape, I mean, to me, I don't. To me, that's not disconnecting.
No.
But you know, again, everybody's different,
right? Yeah. To me, it needs to be something that you're interested in. That restores you in some way, takes your mind in a completely different direction. It's something you're interested in, but it's not your 9-to-5, not your usual.
Right.
So that's why people bake. I've got a friend who bakes cakes as a hobby, and everybody keeps telling her, you should do this. They're so good and they're beautiful, and you should do this for a living. But for her, it's kind of like that would be, what do you call
that's
it?
Work.
Defeat the purpose
and
would take away her love of it because it would become work.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
And this way she gets to do it when she wants to. I mean, we all have had hobbies that you put away for a while. Murphy, I haven't painted in 6 months.
Right.
You know I haven't painted in 6 months. I still have all the supplies sitting around.
And it'll hit you and you'll go back and you'll do it again.
Right. I don't think careful if social media is your hobby because it... I don't also feel like social media is reality. There are people who are being very real there.
Yeah.
But you go down rabbit holes and you get a lot of opinion and
social media is very hard to decipher nowadays.
Sure.
Between the truth and the fiction.
Right. So I guess be careful how you spend your time. And I hope that you get back into model rockets if it warms your heart, Sam.